Would you like to feel more fulfilled by your career in architecture and be happy, healthy, and well paid? Chris Simmons shares the pivotal role of mentoring in sculpting a thriving career in architecture. So stay tuned to discover how mentoring can transform your professional journey on this episode of Architecture Business Club, a weekly podcast for solo and small firm architecture practice owners just like you who want to build a profitable future-proof architecture business that fits around their life. I'm the host, John Clayton, and if you want a business in architecture that gives you more freedom, flexibility and fulfillment, then go to architecturebusinessclub.com/blueprint and download the Architecture Business Blueprint. It's the step-by-step formula to freedom for architects, architectural technologists and architectural designers, and it's absolutely free as a gift from me. Now let's talk about mentoring. Chris Simmons is an architect, illustrator and educator. He's an associate director at Squire & Partners and the founder of Architects Instruction. His mission is to create a generation of architects who are fulfilled by their careers, architects who are happy, healthy and well paid. To receive one piece of actionable advice every week from Chris, visit architectsinstruction.com and sign up for Chris's free weekly email newsletter. Chris, welcome to Architecture Business Club.
Oh, thanks for having me. I mean, that was a pretty good introduction and sounds good.
Brilliant. Well, it's an absolute pleasure to have you here on the show today. Aside from your role as an associate director at Squire & Partners, you run Architects Instruction and your sketching service Drawn, and you're a family man as well. Like, how do you find the time to fit everything in?
Yeah, very good question. Yeah, my wife asks me very similar things. I think for me, it's as you said, I'm an associate director at Squire & Partners, and I live in Kent, so I work in Brixton. That's where our offices are. And I actually have hour and a half commute each way. So for me, that was always my kind of captive time. And it's, you know, it was a choice of whether, you know, sort of bleary eyed watching Netflix or, you know, sort of trying to sleep on the train or something. But it was that kind of thing of, you know, actually having focused point of time where I could do other things. And that's really where it came from. I mean, the whole, you know, Architects Instruction thing came originally during lockdown. And, you know, me just kind of, you know, trying to share my work online and doing some nice sketches to make me feel a bit better at the end of a long day sort of thing. But yeah, it kind of took off, and yeah, using the train as that kind of point to focus on my own stuff really helped kind of balance out, you know, my own, you know, the private work and, you know, my employed job sort of thing. So yeah, I think that's the you know, the thing, whether that's through, you know, time blocking or something like that. I guess it's a similar premise. It's just saying this is the time that I do certain things and, you know, this is what happens and staying consistent at it.
That's really interesting. That's something that sometimes people might see as a negative, like having a long commute to get to the office, that you've actually managed to find a way to put that into amazingly good use and to make that a really productive time for you. So I think that's absolutely brilliant, something that a lot of us can take a lesson from, that for sure.
I would agree, and it's time without the kids that I can focus on myself for once, which is quite nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a parent too, and obviously I love my children, but it is good to have some time away from them now and then. So Chris, we're going to talk about mentoring. This is a great topic, so I'm really excited to talk about this with you. For those who are listening that might not be as familiar with it, I mean, what is mentoring? What is it?
So I think it's different for different people. And I think it's a lot of it comes from our own, you know, basic experiences of you know, being in education or in work. But I guess my point of view is, you know, having someone that is either more experienced or more senior or has, you know, had experience within the field that you are, supporting you, you know, through your career or through your process of learning something. You know, for For me, it's kind of, you know, you can have mentors when you're in education. So having an older person, having, you know, it could be someone that's a year older than you in university, or it can be in practice. You know, obviously we're talking about architecture here. So, you know, within architecture practice, having someone that, you know, can, you know, be your person to guide you, to support you, to, you know, have a shoulder to cry on and be there to support you through your, you know, career. I guess it's, you know, it's very much having someone that takes an interest in your career progression at its heart.
Why do you think it's so important? I mean, what's some of the reasons why it's so important to be mentored or to have a mentor?
I guess in architecture, we're all very used to the idea of mentoring being part of the process. And I think it kind of harks back to a lot of the stuff that I talk about in terms of architectural education, you know, the long process of becoming an architect specifically. You know, we all hear about the sort of 7 years and things like that. And architecture historically has, you know, had a strong sort of mentoring presence, the idea that university can only teach you so much and then you come out into practice and you learn all these additional things. Obviously, that doesn't happen by accident, and it's not all just through random experience. You know, it has to be in part the responsibility of either practice owners or other architects or, you know, people within the industry to take an interest. So I think we do have a very strong and positive, you know, kind of position of mentoring within the industry. But it does, I guess, put the onus on, you know, the next generations and giving forward and back the kind of experiences you've had. You know, I always kind of say, like, if you've been mentored by someone, you will then pass it on. It is that kind of age thing of, you know, if you've had a positive experience in being mentored, you know, you will do that for somebody else. So it's an incredibly kind of positive thing that we can do within the industry. And lots of people do. It just doesn't necessarily happen within a kind of rigid and regulated kind of format. It's kind of a bit more naturalistic.
Got it. So what would you say some of the common myths out there about mentoring?
Well, I mean, I talk to lots of people about, I mean, obviously, you know, as part of a architect instruction, I offer mentoring to people that don't have it or don't have access to it. But a lot of people I talk to, it's kind of their practices don't offer it as a kind of rigid thing. And it's kind of that sort of dialogue between do we instill it within our people or do we let, you know, leave it up to it happening naturally? And I think one of the kind of myths is that, you know, if it's not kind of, you know, something on your timesheet and it's not a kind of regulated, we don't have a formal mentoring system, that it doesn't happen. Which is obviously not true, because, you know, there are lots of skill exchanges and the way people are nurturing each other through shared experience and through, you know, basically more experienced people helping younger people within practices. You know, it does kind of happen naturally. But then again, there are sort of benefits to having it as a more formalized procedure. You know, I have, you know, like I said, I have heard of practices that actually put it down on their timesheets. You know, the idea of mentoring is seen as a, you know, amongst other office requirements, it is a sort of formal thing that we should be doing. And, you know, that does have its benefits because you can allow it to happen more. And similarly, you know, you have practices where you have assigned mentors. So, you come into a practice and there are people there which may be sitting outside of your team, for example, that can, you know, share their knowledge and experience and understanding. So I think that's one of the kind of the big things about mentoring. I guess the other thing is about, you know, maybe in this age of sort of social media, we always talk about mentoring as a, you know, a must have. You know, we all kind of, if we want to be a business leader or you want to be Steve Jobs sort of thing, you need to have a mentor and things like that. And I get a lot of messages on LinkedIn of people saying, oh, will you be my mentor sort of thing? Like, it's, you know, I've ticked this thing off the list and now I have a mentor and, you know, it's going to get me to where I want to go sort of thing. But it's so much more than that in terms of, you know, it's about a relationship. It's about learning from people and having ongoing dialogues and meetings and things like that. It's not just a kind of, you know, a tick box thing where, you know, I've got a mentor, so I must be doing all right. So, I mean, similarly, we have mentors in our everyday life. You know, the you know, so much we learn from people around us and older people that we can rely on, sort of thing. So, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be this kind of, you know, golden formal type thing. It can be a little more natural.
I think that is, well, that is what my experience of it was when I previously worked in practice, when I was earlier in my own career in architecture, that it tended to be something that there wasn't any set formality to it. It was just something that happened naturally as and when that I needed support on the projects that I was working with. Maybe I'd been working alongside a project architect or as part of a design team on a project we were working together. And it so that looking back, that there were certain colleagues that were mentors at that time for me, even though they weren't formally labeled as a mentor, but they did kind of become the go-to person during those stages of my career in practice, where there was that person who was that little bit older and more experienced or had that knowledge that I needed support with to assist on that project. So, I mean, that's a little bit about my experience of it, but could you tell us about one of your first or earliest experiences of being mentored yourself?
Yeah, sure. I think like lots of people, you know, I completed my BA and went into practice for my part one, and it was a sort of eye-opening moment of realizing that I didn't know very much, and you know, this is a very strange thing, working in an office, having worked in, you know, been in the studio a lot, sort of thing. And it was, there was a guy who was quite senior at the practice that I worked at. So I worked at probably a sort of mid-sized practice in Kent, doing sort of churches and schools and sort of one-off resi stuff. So, you know, very sort of quiet practice and, you know, run by quite experienced people and, you know, a few younger people. But there was one guy there who was the senior architect, and it was very much the experience of someone taking you under their wing, sort of thing. So it always felt like he had seen something in me that he kind of thought was worth his time. That, you know, you kind of spot something and you kind of go, you know, this person can learn and is willing to learn and are interested and things like that. And it really was that process of nurturing, of teaching, of, you know, there was learning the ropes, basically. So, you know, someone going out of their way to, you know, take me to site, to you know, make sure I got different experiences of different projects. So it was just like really sort of, you know, nurturing and supportive environment. And, you know, when I talk to other architects of their part one experience, you know, not everyone has had that as their kind of part one experience. So I do kind of consider myself incredibly lucky. And I, you know, I do always kind of, you know, present this idea that we're all kind of built on the shoulders of our mentors. You know, the idea that I am where I am today because of a series of people that has seen something in me and, you know, supported me. So yeah, it was just a really nice, positive, nurturing, you know, kind of environment. And it allowed me to really kind of flourish. And, you know, at that sort of part one age, you know, you've had 3 years experience of architecture from university where you've learned certain skill sets, but there's a whole, you know, ream of skill sets which you haven't, you know, got a clue about. So being able to sort of fill that out, you know, by someone that's willing to give their time, willing to give their effort, and, you know, it's and you know, a very kind of respectful relationship as well. You know, it was very sort of kind and nurturing, and, you know, all those sort of positive things. So yeah, I mean so much of it comes down to people kind of treating you well and, you know, being, you know, supportive and things like that. It's so much down to the kind of nature of people. And I do think that, you know, there is, I mean, yeah, maybe there's something else in sort of resource and time, you know, whether people have the time to do this thing, whether they have the you know, whether the projects are running well enough that people can give their additional time. But I think a lot of it does come down to character of people, you know, wanting to support others. So yeah, I just had a really wholly sort of positive experience in that kind of first part one job. And luckily it's kind of gone on throughout my career. You know, I can pinpoint kind of key people in my part two and in my kind of career in Squires, you know, key people that have made time and effort, you know, into my career and paid the kind of interest and you know, notice for me to kind of progress, which now I do to other people, you know.
That's awesome. Did those experiences, those positive experiences of mentoring that occurred to you throughout your career, did those then inspire the formation of Architects Instruction?
Yeah, completely. I mean, there's a couple of things at play with the whole, you know, me trying to do this. You know, there's the idea that, you know, obviously you kind of, you're looking to support you from a couple of years ago. You know, we hear a lot about that kind of online. So, you know, that is very much the crux of, you know, what I'm trying to do is, you know, take my experiences, which, you know, I've been very lucky, you know, maybe some 10% is my kind of ability and them seeing something in me. But, you know, the rest is kind of, you know, I've found the right practices to work for. I found the right people to align myself with and, you know, and I've been lucky to have it. And there are so many people that aren't lucky in that situation, you know, that have terrible experiences of practice that, you know, don't get mentored and also don't get, you know, paid overtime and, you know, kind of have all levels of kind of abuse and issues with, you know, the industry sort of thing. So it's such a kind of varied experience. So yeah, that's in one part is kind of addressing problems within the industry and trying to, you know, spread that idea. I mean, similarly, I lost my parents quite young, and that was kind of that kind of strange eye-opening moment for me. So I think my dad died when I was about 25 and my mum died when I was about 30 something. So, you know, to be left without your parents at kind of, you know, just over 30 was quite a kind of eye-opening moment for me, because it was, you know, similarly, as I was saying before, is that kind of moment of, you know, these people have kind of supported me my whole life and, you know, they've been my people to kind of go to with issues and, you know, if I ever had a problem sort of thing. And now for you not to have that kind of support network was a very kind of eye-opening moment where I kind of went, you know, there are people that go through their lives not having this, you know, and particularly in their careers. And, you know, we put so much time and effort into our careers and so much of our happiness is kind of aligned with them, you know. So, you know, a lot of it came from that, of that kind of that wake-up moment of, you know, you need to have people in your life, in your careers to support you. And, you know, if I can help some people out and so they can have a kind of positive experience in the industry, then all the better.
That's quite inspirational. I think that obviously it's tragic, isn't it? If you lose family before their time, and the fact that it sounds from what you've said that going through that experience was another one of the catalysts for what you're doing now and the direction that you're going, supporting others. And I think that's wonderful that something really positive has come out of that. Chris, could you share a story of the impacts that you've had on others as a mentor yourself? Remember, don't forget to download the Architecture Business Blueprint, the step-by-step formula to freedom for architects, architectural technologists, and architectural designers. You can grab the blueprint without any charge at architecturebusinessclub.com/blueprint. And if you're enjoying this episode, then please leave a 5-star review or rating wherever you listen to podcasts. Now back to the show.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, it makes me smile to kind of think about, you know, being able to help people. And I suppose there's kind of two kind of key examples that I kind of think about. I won't mention people's names, but within practice. So, you know, I've worked at Squire and Partners for 10 years, and there are people who I have, you know, been part of their kind of hiring. You know, they've worked within teams that I, you know, am leading projects on, being able to watch them, you know, sort of grow as architects and then grow, you know, into sort of project runners and you know, me being able to kind of take a step back and let them kind of flourish, you know, there's a real, you know, it's the, you know, the ducks leaving the nest kind of thing. It's, you know, that sort of super proud thing. And then for them to be, you know, recently there's a guy who I had that exact experience with. So, you know, I was part of his hiring process. He's been on my team for a number of years. And, you know, he's recently been promoted to an associate within the practice sort of thing. So he's, you know, he's on my coattail sort of thing, chasing me for my role sort of thing. So, you know, that's an incredible kind of, you know, positive experience to know that, you know, through his time in practice, I've been his kind of person to nurture him and to kind of teach him the ropes and things like that. So that's, you know, for me, that's an incredible kind of positive, you know, story to say, you know, I've had a role in his learning and, you know, his success sort of thing. So there's kind of that side of things, which is obviously much more kind of high touch. So that's, you know, that's a person that I see every day and, you know, get to, kind of support. Obviously in, you know, with Architects Instruction, you know, we're meeting people either infrequently, you know, one-off things, or it's weekly kind of sessions or bi-weekly sessions. So there was a guy that I worked with in the early days of Architects Instruction, and he, you know, was just starting his own practice, you know, very young. He'd built a house for his parents and, you know, had sort of started off the back of that. And similarly, that was, you know, watching him grow, you know, his practice to, you know, kind of, you know, he had some experience of some things, but, you know, again, you know, kind of learning the ropes as he went, me being able to support him from the sidelines, sort of, you know, cheering him on and seeing, you know, his business kind of flourish. You know, it's exactly the kind of, you know, the stories you kind of want to be involved in, you know, people doing good things and you being able to cheer them on. You know, I'm more than happy to kind of sit, you know, on the sidelines and watch people, you know, really flourish and, you know, experience all the things they kind of deserve. And I mean, that is a real kind of privilege to all of this. And it's, you know, it's something I've kind of experienced, you know, partially being in education and having links with Canterbury, my old university, like being able to be involved in some of their stuff. But, you know, as, you know, sort of educators and mentors and things, the real joy is seeing, you know, the next generation of people really succeeding. And it is the kind of positive news that the industry needs to hear sometimes, because, you know, we all get kind of obsessed with all the negativity around stuff, but there are lots of kind of positive stories and good people and, you know, people wanting, you know, willing you to succeed as well.
How does it feel to see the successes that the people are having that you've supported as a mentor and educator? How does that make you feel?
Yeah. I mean, it's wonderful. I mean, The problem with all of this is that obviously I have to charge for my services and I can't always give out all of my advice for free. You know, I mean, that would be the ideal. And, you know, it's stuff I'm kind of, you know, trying to work out at the moment. How can I, you know, spread my kind of message a bit further, so it's not just, you know, the lucky few that can afford it sort of thing. So, you know, being able to see people succeed in this industry is great, because again, you know, like I said, I've had a really positive experience and I feel like, you know, I've achieved some things at quite a young age and, you know, I've all in all, I really like being an architect. So I really think it's a good job. You know, you read so much about, you know, things being down on architecture and, you know, it does have its problems and, you know, there are lots of issues with it, but I've never regretted becoming an architect or working within, you know, the industry sort of thing. So I really like seeing people succeed and enjoy it and embrace it sort of thing, because I think it's really worthwhile and it's really varied. And yeah, you know, as you can imagine, it's a wonderful thing to see people succeed and know that you've played, you know, 5% of that is down to you. So.
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. I think there's something that I just wanted to touch upon there that you'd mentioned. You mentioned about you'd love to be able to do this for free if it was possible to do that. I think you're already doing a lot for people for free. I think the content that you put out there, that you've got, I think last time I looked, over 30,000 followers on Instagram. You've got a number of followers on LinkedIn and other platforms, and you put out a lot of valuable content for people, which is one way that people can get a little little tiny little slice of your expertise every week. And obviously the email newsletter that you send out every week is another way that people can access a little bit of your support and expertise. But yeah, it is a tricky one, that to be able to kind of have more impact and be able to kind of work with people on a one-to-one basis or smaller groups. It is obviously difficult to do that without charging, but I guess it's sort of meeting people where they're at, that as long as you've got a mixture of different ways to support people, that when they're ready or they need that additional support, that there's some options there that they can book a session with you or come and work with you and get a little bit of extra help.
Yeah, I think it's a really kind of interesting thing. And obviously we have kind of similar interests around this and you know, wanting to support people in the industry and stuff. And I do think we've come a long way when I think about, you know, what it was like when I've been an architect for 10 years and obviously was in education for 7-8 years before that. And, you know, all of this kind of messaging, you know, wasn't really around. There was probably a few blogs that kind of spoke about bits and pieces, but you know, this whole idea of social media and people, you know, giving you advice online and stuff. So I think it's really kind of come on. And you know, I really do like the kind of the architecture space that's kind of grown around all this kind of, you know, idea of sharing values. And you know, all these people that you kind of connect with are all, you know, in the round are, you know, decent people trying to do decent things and kind of spread, you know, this kind of idea of positivity and, you know, trying to get architects to be valued and, you know, all how they should be and, you know, all this kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, hopefully we are all kind of doing our little bit to kind of improve things and, you know, the kind of wide spectrum of architecture and engineering and construction and stuff like that. So, yeah, I suppose, you know, it's all good stuff.
I think the other thing that I love about what you're doing, Chris, is the positivity that you bring to what you do, because you mentioned a little bit earlier in the conversation that there is, you know, there is a little bit of negativity out there in the industry. I mean, you only have to look at some of the kind of conversations that people are having in groups online or on like LinkedIn or whatever, and there is a lot of negativity. The fact that you are still very positive about architecture as an industry and about, you know, becoming an architect as a viable profession still for people to enter in, to be able to enjoy, to be able to thrive at doing it is fantastic, because there are, you know, it's not a profession that's dead in the water. There is a great need for it, and there is ways that, you know, that we can work in this industry and be happy and healthy and get paid what we deserve in the process. I think something that maybe does need to change, that the way that people go about their business, the way that they do things. I mean, I don't think you can approach things in the way that maybe practices did 20 or 30 years ago. You know, it's a different landscape now. But I think that the positivity that you bring to things is refreshing. And I'd love to see more of that from more people. Chris, what's the main thing that you'd like everyone to take away from this conversation?
I suppose the main thing is that if we all gave a little bit more time to mentor, then you could probably put me out of a job, you know, which I think is a great thing. You know, I'm there to kind of fill in the gaps, you know, to support people where they're not feeling supported and to, you know, share my knowledge to, you know, people in certain situations where they're struggling. You know, like I said at the beginning, you know, I am the product of, you know, having really kind, generous, you know, positive mentors all throughout my career. And, you know, now I'm giving it back. And you know, I completely understand that, you know, when people are under pressure, there are deadlines, there are, you know, architecture is a difficult industry at the start, let alone trying to encourage you as business owners or your staff to, you know, share their knowledge and, you know, support other students. But, you know, I think we all kind of need to do our part a little bit. And I think that is kind of the message that, you know, I'd like to kind of have a kind of takeaway. You know, if you can just give 10 minutes of your time every day to someone in the office, if you can, you know, you're going on a site visit and you say, oh, maybe I can take someone with me, you know, can you spare them, you know, just for the afternoon so they get a bit of experience sort of thing. It is just about those kind of small measures, you know, now and again, of you giving a little bit extra of your time to support somebody else, and then, you know, all for the better, and they will see the benefit of them, and hopefully do that to someone in the future.
Yeah, so important. And yeah, those little baby steps that you can take, it can make such a huge difference to somebody that's, you know, a little bit further behind on their career journey, or you know, not quite as far along as you. So yeah, really important. Chris, is there anything else that you wanted to say that we haven't covered in the conversation?
I mean, luckily we've kind of touched on the kind of negativity of the industry, but I suppose the other thing I'm kind of hot on at the moment is about students coming out of work and looking for jobs. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of work kind of recently with that idea of, you know, trying to support people. And again, you know, it's so difficult coming out of university trying to make your way in practice. And it's something that we all struggle with. And I guess it's just a kind of message of it's okay to kind of struggle, and it's okay to kind of, you know, struggle to find a job, you know. And you know, there are people out there that are kind of that want you to succeed and are willing to support you, sort of thing. So I think it is just, again, kind of a message of kind of hope to say that, you know, even if you're struggling to find a job at the moment, and, you know, you've come out of university, or you're planning to come out of university, you know, very shortly, you know, it's a tricky road, but, you know, trying to find the right place and somewhere that suits you and your personality and the work you're interested in is a, you know, it will be tricky, but it will be worth it in the long run. And yeah, if anyone has any issues, just let me know.
It's great advice. Chris, I'd like to ask you a question that I like to ask all of the guests. I love to travel and to discover new places. And I wondered if you could tell me about one of your favorite places and what you love about it. It could be near or far. Does anywhere spring to mind?
Yes, it does. So before we had our three wonderful children, my wife and I used to go on a lot of city breaks. And as an architect, my wife is the least architecty person you will ever meet.
Mine too.
Yeah, so I like to drag her around cities and point at things while she stands behind me and kind of pretends to look interested. So we had a really great trip just before we had our daughter to Washington, D.C., quite a while ago now. So that would be 9 years, 10 years. And it was just a really wonderful experience. We'd been to New York the year before and kind of loved that. And then, yeah, went to Washington and, you know, just... You know, there's that kind of wonderful thing of seeing all the things you see in the movie, sort of thing, and the wonderful kind of architecture. But again, they have all the kind of Smithsonian museums, which, you know, we both kind of loved. And yeah, just it was that kind of our final holiday away, you know, doing our sort of coupley thing before we had children. So it's one of those things that really kind of stays in my memory and something which, you know, I mean, our children are wonderful, but the idea of being able to do that again one day with her is, you know, something I kind of look forward to, dragging her around, you know, cities to look at buildings.
Yeah, you're looking forward to it. And yeah, maybe your wife is, I don't know. But having said all that, like, it's a few days away from the kids is a wonderful reset. As much as we both love our families, I'm very sure. Chris, that's been absolutely awesome. Thank you so much for joining me today and sharing your experiences and your knowledge and expertise. Where is the best place online for people to connect with you?
Yeah, so obviously website is architectsinstruction.com. And if you want to sign up for the newsletter, I'm very active on LinkedIn and Instagram. They're kind of my big two homes. And yeah, Instagram is obviously great for video content, and LinkedIn is great for conversations. And, you know, similarly, if there is anyone in the architecture industry, I'd really encourage them to get onto LinkedIn and, you know, connect with me and lots of other people in the industry and you know, spread the word of what you're doing.
Brilliant. Well, look, thanks again, Chris. Take care.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
Next time, I'll be chatting about time management. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Architecture Business Club. If you liked this episode, think other people might enjoy it, or just want to show your support for the show, then please leave a glowing 5-star review or rating wherever you listen to podcasts. It would mean so much to me and makes it easier for new listeners to discover the show. And if you haven't already done so, don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss another episode. If you want to connect with me, you can do that on most social media platforms. Just search for at Mr. John Clayton. The best place to connect with me online, though, is on LinkedIn. You can find a link to my profile in the show notes. Remember, running your architecture business doesn't have to be hard, and you don't need to do it alone. This is Architecture Business Club.